difference it makes, Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, and whether there are any heterim in Chutz La'aretz, because it's something that a lot of us have heard about. We see signs, this food is yashan, this food is halash. Sometimes we don't understand it, we don't know enough about it. So let's just try to understand this again. That's our goal today. It all comes from Pasuk in Vayikra, Perakav Gimel. Pasuk says, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you have to, after you harvest, you have to bring this Korban Omer. Okay, we all still count here at Omer, that we still do in Chutz La'aretz. But something about this Omer, you bring this Korban, maybe if Omer, the Hashem, and the Kohen will wave it. Until you bring this korban, you are not allowed to eat the new grain. Okay? So we have a korban that we bring, the korban omer. Once you bring this korban omer, the new grain is mutter to eat. So it's like a heter or a matir. In order to allow you to eat the new grain, you have to bring this korban omer. And seemingly, where does this apply? The last two words of the psukim there, b'chol moshotecha. It applies everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz. So that is the background for the mitzvah, known as chadash or yashan, as in the new grain, the chadash, bilingual, okay, the new grain can't be eaten until you bring this korban. And when does it go by? It goes by the second day of Pesach. That's when they would be bring this korban. The Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah tells us, we should source to, Mishacharu ben Mikdash Shekhin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Sheyeh Yom Hanif Kulo Aser. When does this Iser begin? He said, let's make the whole day Aser. Meaning originally in the Psukim, as the way it's described, you had a Ben Mikdash, you would bring the korban. You bring the korban, what time would they bring the korban? 9 a.m., 8 a.m., 7 a.m., you know, whenever they got to it. They daven vasikin, they got there early, they got to it. As soon as they bring the korban, all the grain is mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know what, we're not going to do it now that you have whatever time of day they bring the korban, since they didn't have a Beit HaMikdash anymore. So now we have to wait the entire second day. Now why would that be? The Gemara says, my time, huh? Because one day we will have the Beit HaMikdash, and let it happen speedily in our days. Beyond rule, but people will say, last year, didn't we, on the second day of Pesach, we were already able to eat the new grains? As soon as the 9 a.m. I was able to eat them. What do you mean I have to wait till something happens? As soon as the sun rose, I was able to eat them. So therefore, Achshav Naminechos, so let's eat it now at that time. Below Yadin, they won't know. Last year there was no Korban. So therefore, here in Mizrach Hittir. So really, it is the second day of Nisan. As soon as the second day of Pesach happens, the new grain is mutter. You don't have to wait for the Korban when there's no Korban. But once there will be a Korban, you have to wait for it. So in the meantime, he says, let's make the whole second day Aser. And then you can only eat it already on the third day because people will forget it. And then when the new Beit HaMikdash is built, that next year they'll already eat in the morning. So this way we have them at least wait till the third day. We'll avoid that problem. We should just be so lucky to have such a problem. Okay? So you need the whole second day of Pesach. New grains can be eaten only after the second day. And this is the mitzvah of Chadash or Yashan. As in, if you have a grain that you got out of the ground right now, and it took root, in Tammuz, and I harvested it in Elul, so I can't eat this grain until Tetzai Nisan, until the second day of Pesach has passed by. But all the grains from last year, as soon as it's Tetzai Nisan, a whole year of grains become mutter to me and everybody. Okay, that's the mitzvah of Yashan Mechadash. And this important concept of Yashan Mechadash, the Chatam Sofer, when he was fighting reform in the Enlightenment, to, you know, when they were maskilim, so when they wanted to introduce all the different things they wanted to introduce, I don't know, music and davening and all the various different isurim they wanted to allow you, you know, let's be enlightened Jews and, you know, eat treif. So everything they wanted to do, so at first they didn't start out by saying, you know what, let's eat treif and let's not keep Shabbos. First they came up with, quote-unquote, improvements. Let's make Yiddishkeit better. Wouldn't it be better if our davening was in the vernacular, and the speech was in the vernacular, and we had musical accompaniment? Wouldn't it make it a more beautiful tefillah? So that sounds like a lofty, proper aspiration, no? So he said, coined a phrase, became like a flag or a motto for Orthodox Judaism, Chadash Aser Min HaTorah. Chadash Aser Min HaTorah. What do you mean Chadash Aser Min HaTorah? This is the source. The new grain, the Chadash Aser Min HaTorah. But because that concept exists, Chadash Aser Min HaTorah, he used that as the saying, it became the slogan to fight reforms. All the people trying to create new parts of Yiddishkeit and bring in outside ideas to improve Yiddishkeit, Chadash Aser Min HaTorah. One of my professors, when I was in college, Professor Robinson, he told me that when he and his friends were yeshiva bachrim, so they took it upon themselves to be makbid on yashan, and or some of them did. And one of his friends got engaged, so the shul, of course, the caterer, the food wasn't yashan; it was chadash, which was standard. And that's one of the things we're going to discuss today, how that is. But his friend arranged a table of food at the kiddush will be yashan food. And he said the rabbi got up at shul and announced, you know, ladies and gentlemen, after davening, everyone's invited into the Goldstein ballroom to join us for the kiddush, etc. And he says, those of you who are makbid and yashan, will please to know that there's a table in the back, I don't know, marked with a blue tablecloth or something, that table in the back has yashan food. And then the rabbi goes, I personally am not makbid and yashan. It's this new thing, a new phenomenon catching on among people. They're in the new chumrah, they're being makbid and yashan. All of a sudden, everybody's being makbid and yashan. Says, I don't know what that's about, because when it comes to new things, we know that the Chasam Sofer said, Chadash Aser Min HaTorah. Without realizing the irony of where that phrase comes from, it comes from yashan. It comes from this mitzvah. So, what is the background? How do we understand how that rabbi can make that mistake? How most of us in Chutz Laaretz aren't makbid on yashan? What's the story? So the question is, does this apply outside of Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi, in source number 3, comments on the pasuk. He says, "Chol mashmatechem," the last two words he said there, "Yeshet shelamdu mikan she'achadash noeg b'Chutz Laaretz." Some learn from this pasuk that chadash applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to the Gemara, so we actually have two different sources we have to compare. Let's start with source 4. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, "Kol." Yeah, any question?
Could you not accept that the pasuk says "Ki tavo al haaretz," that it would only be a mitzvah in Israel?
Once you get to Israel, but now it's a mitzvah, meaning Am Yisrael was told that in the Midbar, once they get to Eretz Yisrael. But now it applies to Chol Mashmatechem. Okay? Meaning, we're going to see those who say it doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz, but their proof has nothing to do with what you just pointed out. What you just pointed out means that's when it starts. Okay? Fine. So the Mishnah source for Kol Mitzvah She'itz Luya Ba'aretz. Every mitzvah that applies to Eretz Yisrael, these are Truma, Maestro, all the Shemitah, everything you heard of about a mitzvah to Yibaharetz, Eina Noheget El Baharetz. That's what makes it a mitzvah to Yibaharetz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Vishya Eina to Yibaharetz, and if it's a mitzvah that's not dependent on Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos, Tzitzis, Kashrus, Tefillin, everything, and all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, Noheget Bein Baharetz, Bein Chutz Laaretz. That applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. So far, so good, right? Chutz mina orla u mina klaim. Except for orla and klaim. Orla applies in Chutzlaretz, and because most of the agricultural Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, since there are Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who are more versed in these halachot today, like Mamish today, on the Gush Rabbinic alumni list, there was a shayla from a rabbi in Chutz Laaretz, who one of his congregants in, I think in Australia, got like a peach tree or something. And he has all sorts of questions about Orla. So, yeah, it does happen there. Orla does apply in Chutz Laaretz. In Kalayim, we know that we're marked on Shabbos, right? Kalayim. So Kalayim is also about mixing breeds. Now, we wouldn't make, like when we mix a peach and a plum and make a nectarine, I think that's how it works, yes? So we wouldn't do that first one, even in Chutz Laaretz. We're allowed to eat nectarines now once they've been done, don't worry. That's not our topic today. It's totally allowed. You're even allowed to plant them now that they've been made. Not a problem. But Kalayim applies to Chutz Laaretz. So that's the first mandamar in the Mishnah. What's the first viewpoint of the Mishnah named? Tana Kama. Good, the first one. Second one, Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer Omer, Afa Chadash. Chadash also applies in Chutz Laaretz. So seemingly we have a machloket, Tana Kama and Rabbi Eliezer. Does Chadash, does the Isser of eating the new grain apply in Chutz Laaretz? Meaning, even though it's agricultural, it should apply everywhere. So, Toso, commenting on this Gemara, source 5, said, we learned from this, near the Chodesh Noah Yisrael said, L'kafi Yishu Yisrael, Shemadam Yodea Bevadai Shesor Yizru Achar Zonek Rav Omer, Hainu Achar Yudvav Nisan, Shelo Yochal Mehem. V'misafe in lesol, in lesor kol esorin, kim de roba sorin, Israel called Tetzarim and Isan. We shall be Nami Masha the Chodesh Noah Abishal of the Chavim. What did Tosot say? Tosot said, yes, Chodesh, it sounds from here that Chodesh applies to Chodesh Laaretz. So we have to be careful about it. But what does Tosot throw in? We have to be careful about it when we're sure it's Chodesh. Tosot gives us a little loophole here. When we're not sure it's Chodesh, when we call it Suffolk, we don't have to be osir. What would that imply about Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz? Is it osir midoraita or midorabanan? Midorabanan. Because if it's osir midoraita, would it suffik be osir and Chutz Laaretz? Yes, because suffik doraita lechomra. So when Tosfot says you only have to be makbid on badai, if I know it's Chodesh, so then it's a problem. But if it's suffik Chodesh, it's no problem. In fact, he throws in rov are okay, so you don't have to worry about it so much. Well, so we have Rabbi Elazar saying Ava Chadash, and Tosfot says Safek Lahaka. The problem is that we have a Mishnah in Masechet Orla, source 6, says Hachadash Asur Mina Torah Bechol Makom. Let me ask you a question. We have some rules about how to paskin certain machlokto. Right? We know that when it comes to, let's say, a bayi rava, what do we paskin like? Rava. Except for six cases, yal kegam. You've heard the term yal kegam? Okay? So we paskin like rava. We have machlokin beit hilah, beit shammai, what do we paskin like? Beit hilah. Okay? So you know some of these, right?
He's in that. This is cases. That's seven.
They may also have some cases. No, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that looks like 18. Oreos has some. But that mnemonic, the famous mnemonic, Gagam is a Bayan Rafa. So we have rules like Hilchatage, Rabbi, Zoriel, Nachman, Bedine. When they have a machloket, so if it's a question like on Kashrus, we pass on like one of them. If it's a question on like Choshen Mishpat, you know, your ox scored his ox, who has to pay whom? So that's Ramnach. Okay? We have all those rules. So let me ask you a question. Let's say we have a machloket between a Tana Kama and a Manda Amar, a single view mentioned in the Mishnah. According to whom do we pass it? Tana Kama or Rabbi Eliezer? Tana Kama. Okay, good. That's true. You got it right. But let me ask you a different question. Let's say we have a Mishnah with no author mentioned, and there's no other view. Mishnah, so we call a Stam Mishnah. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like that Mishnah? So we have a rule, halacha kistam Mishnah. Now, both of those have come into effect. Source 4 and Source 6. Source 4, we have Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar. Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar, how do we paskin? Tana Kama. Source 6, we have a Stam Mishnah. How do we paskin? Stam Mishnah. Now what happens in Source 4? Source 4, the Tana Kama says, no Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz, only Orlo and Kamayim and Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Elazar says, Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz. Source 6, Stam Mishnah says, Chodesh applies in Chutz La'aretz. Stira. So, how do we paskin when we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar? Meaning, normally, Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar, halachas like Tana Kama. But here we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar. So for that, let's start with the Rambam in Source 7. The Rambam says this, the Ritva says it, the Rush. Most of the Rishonim pass in this way. All like Rabbi Elazar, the Chumra, Chodosh applies in Chutz La'aretz. Check out the Rambam. Chodosh Ketzad, he explains, etc. V'chol Okal, V'chazayi Chodosh, you get Matos. V'chol Makom, U'v'chol Zman, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein B'fnei Abayi, whether or not the Beis HaMikdash is around. Bein Shalom B'fnei Abayi. El, Hashem Zman Bein HaMikdash, you could have eaten it as soon as the Korban, and he's telling you what we've mentioned in Source 2, now you have to wait the whole day, and he throws in, when there's two days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, now you have to wait even the next day, so you can't even eat Chodosh until after the third day of Pesach. Okay, so the Rambam, and I said it's the view of the Ritva, the Rush, and others, like Rabbi Elazar, paskening l'chomra, Chodosh applies in Chutz La'aretz. Let's see Shulchan Aruch, Source 8 and 9. This is Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Pesach. Why is it in Hilchot Pesach? Because that's when, that's the deadline, that's the time between Chodosh. Okay, so Hilchot Pesach, this is in Aruch Chaim, Source 8. Also the Chodosh Apazman is it. You can't eat Chodosh even today. Ben Lechamen, Galimen, Garmel, whatever of the five grains it is. Atfila Lel Yichet B'Nisan, until the night of the 18th of Nisan. So from the fact that it gives you the date that it applies in Chutz La'aretz, we see it applies in Chutz La'aretz. Source 9, this is Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, where he has the Chuskashas. Isra Chodesh knowing Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz, Bein Mishal Yisrael, Bein Mishal Obeid Kachav. So we have Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, all paskening like Rabbi Elazar, Chodesh applies in Chutz La'aretz. So what do we do with this? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Source 10, lists a long list of poskim who don't say that way. V'yesh Rabbatein HaRishonim Shepasku La'alacha Dechadesh B'chutz La'aretz D'Rabbanan. K'Rabbanan D'Rabbanan, meaning we paskim like the Tana Kama. V'Elohim Rabbeinu Baruch Balatruma V'Vio Arash V'Avar Zaruah V'Vio Truman Deshen V'Riva Balatosa Rabbeinu Avigdor M'mar Ramil Tzedek. Okay, you can finish the list there. He brings a list. He cites a list of many Rishonim who say in Chutz La'aretz Chodosh is Midrabbanan. What would be the svara to say it's Midrabbanan? So if you look at Source 11, the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah Menachot, Kol Korbanan Etzibor Be'yachid Ba'im Min Ha'aretz Mechutz La'aretz. If you have to bring a Korban, so you can bring a Korban that comes from Chutz La'aretz. Min Ha'chodosh Min Ha'yashon. Chutz min ha'omer v'shtei lechem she'en ha'bayin ala min ha'chodosh min ha'aretz. The Korban Omer and the Korban she'en lechem had to come from Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael, and they had to come from the Chodosh. Because why does that make sense? This is the Korban we're bringing that makes all the Chodosh into Yashin. It makes it all mutter. So in order to do that, it's going to be the Korban, if it's dependent on the Korban, it's only which has to come from Chodosh and Eretz Yisrael. So, since the grain that's dependent on the Korban is only the one in Eretz Yisrael, therefore. Got that? Meaning, since the place we take the Korban HaOmer from is only going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so the Korban HaOmer is going to be the Matir for the ones in Eretz Yisrael. The ones in Chutz La'aretz, it's only going to be a Gzera Midrabbanan. So, What's the nafkamina between whether it's the right to the rabbanon? Again, we saw Tosot in source 5, and Safek is a nafkamina. Whether we give them a lion robe, and whether it's batel, and all those nafkamina we know about mitzvah the rabbanon, that would be the nafkamina. So, okay. So the way we rely on chalash and chutzlaretz is because of Safek. So do we have to ascertain? Is it impossible to find out? There are people who made it their life work to put out lists, and they will tell you to the date. If you bought Cheerios that are dated August 2nd, they're Yashin. And if you bought the Cheerios dated September 1st, they're Chalash. And you just have to check the packages. So what is the Svara to be made of? Okay? Let's start making a list, because we're going to come up with a few clues. Chalash, Chutzlaretz, which is already Midrabanan. Okay? How can we be maker? Let's start with the most well-known of them. Of the kula, or poskim who gave a kula, meaning he's not the most well-known of the poskim. His kula is the most well-known. And he is the Bach. And you guys are going to Poland in 2 weeks, I'm told? Okay, you're going to see his keter. Okay, you might want to kiss it and thank him for allowing you to eat called the Schlitzler. What was his keter? Source 12, the Bach Yoredea says, "Amanama minhag pashat machotinu linhog heter." The minhag is to be mekal and chalash. Vav gedol le'atzora, and all our great gedolim, they were mekal and chalash. What's his explanation? And he has a few suggestions that other people gave. He doesn't like them. He says, "Lafiv aniyudaiti, kevan de midoraita, in iser b'shel goyim afilu ba'aretz miyachtiv ketzirchem." Since the whole Isser only lasts until you bring the Korban Omer, and where is the Korban Omer going to come from? We saw in source 11, it only comes from Eretz Yisrael. It's only in Eretz Yisrael, it's a midoraita. Kishem she'ena Omer ba'al mikitzir Yisrael, kach eni suro nami al mikitzir Yisrael. Okay? His assumption is, since the Omer can only come from there, it's Isser is only there. And here's what the Bach adds. He gets very harif here. Ein l'shom gadol. No, even the greatest rabbi. L'horod hara l'Isser. No gadol can come and tell us that Chodesh is Asser. Hepech haminam. The opposite of the way we've been knowing. In fact, even an individual, let's say, okay, so I'm not going to tell everybody it's us, but I personally am going to be machbid. We shouldn't pass in that way for others. We don't want to cause fights. Who's allowed to do this? A person who's otherwise a tzaddik and careful and always machmir and always medaktik and everything. When we force on the chassid, and everybody knows that about him, Rasha lin hog with Isser Gambazo. So it says the Bach, why are we more mekel for a chalash? Everyone is mekel, because grain owned by a non-Jew is probably not included, because it was not fitting for the Korban Omer.
Yeah, but it would be makeable in Israel to a non-Jew as well, no?
In Israel what?
If it's owned by a non-Jew as well.
Could be.
Yeah.
What about from where?
So if you're buying other shit like fruits or grains in East Jerusalem or whatnot.
We're
going
to get to that. Don't wait till later. So that was, I didn't write the Bach in a second, this is the Bach. I've always heard that there was a story about said, we paskin like the Bach, and we eat chavos and kozaris. And Hasidim rely on that paskin that the Baal Shem Tov heard, even if you don't normally paskin like a paskin, and therefore they all eat Hasidim and kozaris, all eat chavos. So when I was learning for this year, I saw in a sefer called the Piskei Tshuvos, he had a makor, and I went to the Kush Library here, you know, 90,000 Sparim, the makor we had, was a sefer of collection of statements of the Baal Shem Tov on the Parsha, source 13, and here's the story. So it's not a pasuk in this story, but I brought the text. The Baal Shem Tov sha'al b'chalamo al-chadash b'zmanazeh. The Baal Shem Tov in his dream, he got to ask his questions to Malachim, to Hashem, to Yahnavi, somebody, and he wanted to know, what is the din of chadash in Kotzaretz in our times? Echadin. V'anu oto, when they told him, Shela'achar p'tirat ha'bach, when the Bach passed away, sinenu et ha'gehenim ar be'im yom. We normally know that, you know, people say, you know, you should burn in hell, right? That's a curse, because it's hot in hell. So he said, no, Gehenim for 40 days, and b'schut the Bach, it was cold. Cold, they didn't know before, for that expression too. So, b'schut the Bach. So he goes, the Bach is so holy, so great that they called it Gehenna down for 40 days. Machmat shehayat sarit zelachol habach. Baboker amar Baal Shem Tov, when the Baal Shem Tov woke up, shalach lahavi shechar min hachadash shateyu. Let's go get some new beer that comes from the new grain. And he drank it. Amar kedai habach shematir kedai lismach alav. So the Bach is matir, we can rely on that Bach. And indeed, there are some Hasidim who like this Baal Shem Tov story here says that he dafka went, it's not just that he had chadash, he purposely had chadash. And there are Hasidim who are makbid to have chadash. Okay? That was source 13. Let's get to heter number 2. This one comes from the Taz. The Taz says, most of the Gedolim aren't makbin on chadash. B'shum shana ever. B'lo shayach lomar aleihem mutav shivu shogim. Don't say, the reason why is because better. Don't tell them that it's usher. Better they should violate b'shogim and not do what. We're talking about Gedolim here. We're not talking about uneducated people. We're talking about the Gedolim. Kvar tarach mori chodni b'davar zelim so heter. And already my father-in-law tried to find a heter. Who was the Taz's father-in-law? Rabach. Good. Well done. V'haya lanu lomar, the halacha ketana kama. So listen to the Taz's chulut. It says, why are we makel? Because I know we said Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Lezer gets the Tana kama, so we're going to pass him like the Stam Mishnah, which is like Rabbi Lezer. He says, no, we can pass him like the Tana kama. The who rabbi? Now the Ein Zer Baror Manishna Tchilo Pasul Lechomra Kesamad Or Lamim Tein Yisan Ladun Lomar Did Be Medino Teilo Shu Shadat Chak. Number one, we have no grains if we can't eat most of them all year. Nechayav Shel Adon Talway B'Shiyach Shechar. Our lives depend on drinking beer. Shechar Sahorim B'Shibol Et Shua. We need oats. Kedai Hu Atana Kama L'Smoch La B'Shadat Chak. So we can rely on the Tana Kama, just like we say certain times in the Gemara. Kedai Rabbi Shimon is, you know, he's a great Tana, so we can pass him like him, Shas Lechak. So we can pass him like the Tana Kama, Shas Lechak. Why? Kim the low Ipsiko Allah of a Firish Gemara, Rav Lazar. The Gemara doesn't say, Behalach of Rav Lazar, or Hilchit of Rav Lazar, we pass him like Rav Lazar. We just have a machloket, Tana Kama and Rav Lazar, so therefore we can rely on the Tana Kama. The Yesh Tzad Omar, the Lech of Tana Kama, Ela Shaposkim et Miru, the Sukra of the Lazar, while Kim Bala, Kedai of Tana Kama, Shal Lazar, the Hachal, the Smokal of a Shad of Chak. But Poskim, Shaloh Shav, Chashm, and why did no Posek before me say this? Shaloh Chashm, Shad of Chak, was at Bar Tzot Shalahem, it's in Chak, they lived in places where there was plenty of Yashem grain around, so it wasn't such a big issue. So says the Taz, our Hezer is Poskim, Kedai of Tana Kama. Kizah, where else have we ever seen that? The answer is nowhere. Meaning, I actually didn't go through every single case, but this goes against everything we're taught, right? The Mishnah says something, we have a machloket, we paskin it, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, it's paskin la'alach like Rabbi Elazar. And then, Shas al-Khak, we're going to go back to the Mishnah and paskin like the other Tana? So that is quite crazy. I don't mean crazy, I mean surprising. And I'm not the one who says so. We're going to see in source 16, the Gra is going to say so. Before we see the Gra happens to disagree with all of these. So let's see the third one. And this is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham relies on a Rabbeinu Baruch. Magen Avraham says, source 15, why does the whole world eat chalash and chatzaretz? Somchin al mashkatav Rabbeinu Baruch. The chalash and chatzaretz be the rabbanon. Lo gazru atav ba chatzaretz keman she'ein anu smuchin l'eretz yisrael. Even when we said chalash applies to chatzaretz, that's only in chatzaretz that's near Eretz Yisrael. Rak samach l'eretz Yisrael. When we said chodesh to us in chutzlaretz, yes, we have a machloket. Is it azur or not? Is it azur or not in chutzlaretz? That's near Eretz Yisrael. Mashkat of Arash, that some are cholik on the Tanakama, Tanakasha, etc. He says, really, there being a baruch, that after Tanakama, Yisrael chodesh being a rabbanon, dafka mekomo nesuch in Eretz Yisrael. When we say, we mask like the Tanakama, Shasakak, what do we say to Tanakama? Halakha is not like Rabbi Lazar. Everywhere else. Even if we're going to say like Rabbi Lazar, halacha is that Kadosh is also in Chutzlaretz, that's only in the Chutzlaretz in Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, let's say. But once you get far away to South Africa, Australia, America, Poland, where the rest of them live, so Kadosh isn't going to be Asr. And that is the Magen Avraham. But look at the last line of the Magen Avraham, again the source 15. Kainer alila dar ben baruch, the yashim minag olam, who commit. So why am I writing it? In order to be miyashim the minag, as in I see everybody's eating kalash, so I have to explain it. Kumiduma shikain katak tosar domtov, we may say his kevet too. Aval, bal nefesh yachmir b'mashav shalom nizar. Somebody who's trying to be a better Jew, who considers himself of a certain madriga, he should be machmir. So what is the status of that last line that he throws in, that he says, I think you should do better than that. So let's see the Berak Ron, source 16. Nun Lagon says, Kein erich kolachi burim arishonim delokas evrat shuma, who's the Rabbeinu Baruch. But divrei abak, nam dogalo, yitzar fashim olein, it's just a mistake, I don't have to answer. וגם מה שקודם בשם הבא, הבא כשיטתו דסוירו לה, אינו נוהג משל הבדי רחבים, כבר היכו על קוד קודו כל האחרונים, a lot of האחרונים, already banged on the Bach's head, you know, the shot, and the guys are all these different sheet of poskim, already hit the Bach over the head for saying such a thing. ושגגו יצא מתחת ידו, it's clearly a mistake the Bach made. וטוב האחלה לבהג, הנשליח לסת לבהג should stay quiet too. Umagin Avram, source 15. Ratzal Yashiv Dibrei Sefer Tshura. He wanted to defend this Rabbeinu Baruch. Avol Devarim Dechukim Ma'od. Katav Ba'atzmo. He himself wrote Shiritzonu Yashiv Minach. He's only coming to defend the Minach. Aval Bal Nefesh, but somebody who's proper should be Machmir. Aval Ein Devarim Kedai Afilu Yashiv Minach. It's nice that he was trying to defend the Minach, but he didn't even do that. It's not good enough. Betaz Katav, source 14. Except of a gemara that neither shama amrun in the hifzik alach amrun on the shat al chak and kar ifzik and bimunachot ahanach the yisrael. So what does he say? How can we do what the Taz said? That the gemara already passed it, the gemara minachos, and the gemara, we have stam mishnah, and then the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch already did it, and we're going to go back to the Tanakhama? How can you do that? So rather, the Gra said, the only way I can say this is okay is Mutav Shiyu Shogin, the one that the was it that Bach or the Taz said that you can't even say, because it was Great Gedolim. Yeah, that was the Bach. Okay, you can't say it's Mutav Shiyushoki. Great Gedolim said it, so Gras says that's the only thing I can say, it's Mutav Shiyushoki. So, okay, we've had three Heterim. The Gras clearly disagrees with these Heterim. Are there any more? We're up to the Ramah. The Ramah says, source 17. Start with the Shulchan Aruch. Tfuah shelo hishrisha kodem letetzai minisan. The grain didn't take root before that day. That's the cutoff day. Asura ad shiyavo omer habal. That grain, you have to wait a whole year in order to be able to eat it. Haga, the Ramah says, omi kol makom, kol stam tfuah shari lachar pesach. If it's grain and you don't know that it's new, if it's stam, it's allowed immediately after Pesach. Why? Mikoach sveik sveika. We have a double del. Meaning, even if I'm going to say that suffik, the chumra, sveik sveika, two doubts is the kula. But listen to his sveik sveika. Suffik himishana shavra. Maybe it's from last year. I don't know if it's from this year or last year. Ve'im titzalomar mishana zo. And if you want to say it's from this year, maybe even if it's from this year, it took root beforehand. And that is his Sveik Seiko. What's the problem with this Sveik Seiko? Rabbi Kiva Eger right there points out, source 18, Tshuva Mutzal Me'esh, he quotes a Tshuva Mutzal Me'esh, who says, shame on Escharu, it's only one thing. The subject is whether it's from this year or last year. And maybe it's from last year. Where's the second subject?
Restaurant, every
some kol echad ratzal minog ol lahakol legamre. Aval v'ani adaiti en achon adaber lebchish b'shvil shikot kashel lizar b'chol achumrot yakel legamre. Who says it's all or none? And for that, what many learn from this berelacha is that yes, okay, we come from communities and families, and we follow poskim that we're not makbid on chadash and chutz laaretz, on chadash from chutz laaretz. But that doesn't mean that we're completely not makbid. Meaning, let's say there's two restaurants, two bakeries, two pizza stores, or 10, and some of them are chadash and some of them are yashan, and the food tastes the same. Maybe if you want to tell me, oh, the yashan one is worse and the chadash one tastes so good and I can't give it up. Okay, but if their tastes are similar enough, and their prices are similar enough, and their convenience, you know, if they deliver, is similar enough, just because I'm not makbid to only get yashan doesn't mean I shouldn't opt to choose yashan when I can. And that is what many learn from this berelacha. So, how does it play out? What is it I recommend? So let me discuss two more things. When people come from America here to Eretz Yisrael, so in America, they're makbid on something called glatt kosher. As in, there's no reputable kosher store that's going to be regular kosher, not glatt kosher when it comes to meat. And Rav Lichtenstein, Zatzal, was of the view that if a person comes from Chutz Laaretz, Eretz Yisrael, doesn't move, meaning is visiting, so you can't decide to eat non-glatt meat here in Eretz Yisrael because you come from a community where they're makbid on glatt. Okay, that's what we call minag hamakom shehalach misham, the community you came from. Minag hamakom shehalach l'sham, the community you're visiting. Okay, so we have rules in the Mishnah. For example, there are the Mishnah gives an example of certain places they work on Tisha B'Av and certain places they don't. So if you live in a place where they work on Tisha B'Av, you can work on Tisha B'Av. If you work in a place where they don't work on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to work on Tisha B'Av. What happens if you go from a place that doesn't work on Tisha B'Av and visit a place where they work? Are you allowed to work? And the answer is no, because you're from a place that doesn't work on Tisha B'Av. So the same is true. If you're from a place that's makban and glatt kosher meat, even though you're visiting a place that isn't, you're still not allowed to eat glatt kosher meat. That was Rav Lichtenstein's Zatzal's view. Remember when Rav Schechter came, he wasn't of the same view. Meaning it might be true that the rule applies, but he didn't think that the minhag in America was it had to be glatt. Just in practice, there was no non-glatt place. But okay, that was Rav Lichtenstein's view. So when I was back here in Eretz Yisrael, and I had already moved here, and in Eretz Yisrael, everything is yashan, everything that's made here. They don't let the grain out of the silo, it could depend on the climate. Okay, we're going to discuss the climate in a second, because Australia has a little bit of a different cycle, I'm told, agriculturally, the sun, winter, something. Okay, we'll discuss that in a minute. But here in Eretz Yisrael, they're makbid and yashan. In fact, when products come from Chutz Laaretz, cereals and granola bars and whatnot, they slap on a label and it'll say Lelo Chashash Chalash, or Im Chash, you know, or it won't say Lelo Chashash Chalash, and you'll know it as a Chashash Chalash. So one of my rabbeim here said to me, go to Rav Lichtenstein and find out, because I was going back to visit America. I want to know, do I have to be makbid on yashan there? I'm coming from Eretz Yisrael where the minhag is to be makbid on yashan. When I go back to America, can I eat chalash? So I went up to Rav Lichtenstein, and he said to me, well, there's a problem answering, first of all, because he's of the view that you have to be makbid on yashan in Chutz Laaretz. That was his view. So I said, okay, what about for the people who don't hold up that view on that regard, meaning I come from a community where we do eat chalash in Chutz Laaretz, not like Rav Lichtenstein. So I said, what about them? Is there the issue of me going from a place of a minhag where it is yashan or not? And he said, no, it's not a minhag here to be makbid on. He didn't think of it. I said, and the Rebbe sent me back to him and said, it was Rav Mordechai, he said, go back to him and ask him, because they slap on the label here, and if it's chadash, it has to say it's chadash. So the fact that they mark it as chadash doesn't make the minhag, and Rav Lichtenstein said, no, it doesn't establish it as a minhag. And he said the same thing also for Chol Yisrael, which is a whole other sugya we're not getting into now. I was only bringing it up from the side point of minhag hamakom. Okay. I heard that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who was brother of the Rav, his son, Rav Eliyahu Soloveitchik, my Rebbe in America. I heard Rav Arnold Soloveitchik was makbid to only use an aid at our wedding, who was makbid and yashan. And I asked Rav Eliyahu, and he says, it's not true that he was makbid to only use that, meaning he knows of Edom who were Edom at weddings his father arranged that weren't makbid and yashan, but he was definitely mahadar to, meaning he tried to only use Aden. It wasn't always an option, depending on what community you're in. Can you find two Jews, Machpid and Yashan, who aren't related to each other? That's hard enough. So that was, so many were Machpid. Ramosha Feinstein and the Rav were Mekel about it. Okay, Ramosha Feinstein, definitely reputable, bona fide, right? You know, we read every Shuva we read here talked about all the great Gedolim, so great Gedolim, who wasn't Machpid on it. So, different things I have to consider when I give you, when guys ask me about it. One thing is, how feasible is it in Chutzlars to be getting to be Makbid and Yashan? And then depends on the community. If all the food in Australia, all the kosher food in Australia, all the kosher food in South Africa isn't, so I can't tell you to be Makbid and Yashan, you're not going to have any food to eat. So that's not practical. So, but I could tell you, like what the Bar Halacha said, is that when I have the option between two foods that more or less are equal in terms of taste, price, convenience, etc., so then choose the Yashan one. That I can't tell you. Certainly, to not go home, to go home and not eat your family's food, there's not makbid on it. You didn't hear that here. You must eat their food. Okay, if that's the reason. If it's trade, that's a different problem. And we can discuss that otherwise in a private conversation. But based on Yashan and Chadash, that shouldn't be what you're basing it on. We got the Bath and the Taz, and we got Avram and the Ramah, and the long list of those who are of a Shulchan. And when it's Suffolk, we don't know, and Suffolk Lahakel, because it could be Midar Rabbanan. So it's a proper Chumrah. If it's feasible, if you're able to be makbid, meaning because there are enough stores and are enough bakeries and are enough food that you could get, then it's appropriate chumrah. What's the term appropriate chumrah? There are chumras people come up with just to be makbid and make it difficult, or they don't know enough. There's chumras that are based on, there's a machloket here, and if you read the sugya as the sugya plays out, it seems to be problematic. And though we have yeterim, the yeterim are bending over backwards in order to be makbid. So I say it's an appropriate chumrah because it makes sense. But it's not an appropriate chumrah if it's too hard. Because then we do have the poskim who all mention Shasat Chak and the Great Gedolim and the General Minhag. And then I have to be able to look in the eyes of the Bach who says the only person to be machmir is somebody who's machmir and so many other things. And then you can only be machmir for yourself and not for any others. And no gadol, I'm not even a gadol, nothing, can come and be more halacha against them. So how am I going to meet him in Shemayim and say I went against him? So no, I can't. So today is, like, unlike many of the classes I give where I try to give you definitive psak at the end, this wasn't that. I presented at the beginning of, let's understand the sugya. This was, let's understand Yashan Chadash. Let's understand the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz and the Sagar. Now that we understand it, we can at least try to make sense of the vast minhag in Chutz La'aretz to be lenient and to eat Chadash and realize how lucky we are to be here in Eretz Yisrael, where we can be makbid on this mitzvah we go right to here in Eretz Yisrael of eating all the Yashan. Shkach.